Well, he said, well, some of them couldn't be there today, the shit asses.
Yeah.
And Williams, he just drags his feet. And he wouldn't be back, and he had a series of questions, 45 minutes, that he wanted to ask, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I tried to push it and tried to get them to get me back there this afternoon. All the Senate was meeting, and they didn't know whether they could get a motion through, and I tried to press it as far as I could, but Russell was not in a position to or didn't want to move it.
Well, he says that he thinks he can get it reported by next Tuesday or Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I have only two more reports really to give you on individuals. I talked to Talmadge yesterday afternoon at 2:30, and shortly after I talked to you, he said that he would go with us if we really needed him, that he wanted to get off the hook on the telephone business because of what had happened to him down the state, but he was very friendly and very considerate, and said in the final analysis, if we had to call on him, to call on him. I hope he wouldn't have to call on him. I got a word from Ribicoff, has been out of town, but his executive assistant told my fellows that he would be with us. I don't know whether you've gotten any word on him
or
not.
No, I haven't.
I think it would still be worthwhile your calling. I think he's been on the West Coast and will be back in today or tomorrow. Fulbright, I talked to Dylan about, who was here today. He says that, Douglas Dylan says that he's talked to him before and it isn't going to do a bit of good for him. He's just sore on this petty personal business about he and Mrs. Fulbright at the dinner. That's not being at one of the three dinners. I don't know what they are.
Well, hell, he's out of the country.
He'd
gone to Australia. That's just some newspaper man said that. She's given out an interview that she was sick in the hospital and he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not.
Well, anyway, Doug, the only help I got out of Douglas on this was that. Or just to urge you, for God's sake, to invite them both to a big dinner sometime. That's all that.
We invited them 29 times last year.
Mm-hmm.
On the boat and a private dinner, just the four of us. he doesn't know. He just read some society column, see. But anyway, if he feels that way, he won't go do it.
No.
So.
Well, the only other thought I had, Mr. President, was this. I've never talked to you about this fella, but. I've known Lee Metcalf a long time and very well. We're not bosom friends by any stretch of the imagination, but we've been good friends. My daughter worked in his office one summer, and our wives know each other. I think if you could, and I really meant to take this up with Marvin because I shouldn't take it up with you first, but just let me say that I think that he could be a very real asset to us on this committee over the long pull. And I know he's got a tough election coming up. And if in some way or other, anything I can do or you can do that we can get him to feel a part of the show, I think it's well worth it doing.
I've never had much feeling for him or much admiration. He raised so much hell with me last year.
Did he?
On the Miles City Hospital. He ruined the whole veterans program on account of Miles City. Made Mansfield draw the relationship there, so somebody else would have to do it besides me.
Mm.
And if you got a good relationship, you do anything that you want to.
Well, I've been up doing the best I can, and I've had Barr and Surrey working with him, too. This goes back to years ago when he was on Ways and Means Committee. He knows this field pretty well, and he could be a real factor on this committee over the long pull.
Are the Republicans going to be with you on this bill?
I think, Mr. President, my feeling is that Dirksen and Morton and Bennett and Carlson, I don't know about Curtis, and I've never count on John Williams in my life on anything, but Carlson, I understand, is out of town. I don't know whether we'll have a proxy problem there or not, but if necessary, I thought I'd ask Senator Dirksen to...
I would just I would tell Dirksen, you just got to move this, and just tell him the problem you're facing, and just say, now, Everett, the president told me that you called him up and told him that you'd take Mansfield's job here while he's sick, and you'd go on and do these things, and please, let's get this thing voted out Tuesday.
Right. Now,
I hate to do it, but I will go and lobby it through if I need to with him. I just hate to,
because
I use it up, but Dirksen will do it. He's called me twice, and I've got to give him two or three mean appointments. I don't want to. He's got a no-good man on the Maritime Commission. I've got to reappoint him, but somebody else is my dear.